This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Hello, folks. This is Steve. Last week was one of the most intensive weeks I've had in a long time. For those not keeping up, I spent last week at lynda.com recording my first course for lynda.com, and as I found out while there, LinkedIn Learning. My absolutely incredible producer may have frustrated the heebie-jeebies out of me at times, but I learned a lot about recording in that first course. He made a very wise suggestion while I was there to write down what I learned before I left. He gave me a few suggestions as well. I thought about it and did start writing them down. Many were my own criticisms about my performance in the process. With those complaints, I started writing action items. Then I got the great idea of taking action on them right here. You'll find that these are not about my recording skills as much as a series of good skills for any marketing or learning effort. So here's my list in no particular order. Number one, write great introductions and conclusions. Readers and listeners will decide to read something in the first two sentences. If you don't grab their attention then, you've lost. On the other hand, a good conclusion makes sure the reader remembers the most important points. Good introductions also set up the story you are telling and draw people to continue through your lesson, ad, copy, or article. A great conclusion brings closure and makes the piece memorable. Number two, story is king. No matter what you are writing, there is story in there. If not, weave a story into the writing. For example, if I talk about view controllers, I could just talk about the classes, properties, and methods of view controllers. Instead, if I make a story about creating a pizza ordering app, like I did in both my books, Swift Swift View Controllers and Practical Auto Layout, then the examples are coherent and create interest. Number three, write compactly about the topic. It's my worst sin, one I realized when I started this process months ago. I'm seriously verbose. While I originally gave a 500-word limit on my website posts, it's very often I blow past 3,000 words. At 500 words for 5 minutes of audio, people get bored unless they are really into the material. I learned one trick I will be using in the future, the lovely phrase, download the starter project in the exercise folder. Much of the bulk of my writing is fluff. Not the material of importance. At least a third of every article is setting up the user interface. That should be one sentence and a screenshot. I lose everyone before I get to the important stuff. I've been resistant to uploading projects for readers in the past because I thought they took time to do. But I realize now the opposite is true. Number four, describe as you do. One issue that goes hand in hand with compactness is describing as you do. If you're talking about adding a button to a view, say how you're going to do it, not describe the button in the view, then add the button. I'd say something like, with the view controller object view, add subview method and add the button pepperoni to the view. Notice something else here. I called the button pepperoni, not button or button one. Use descriptive names that make referencing the button object pepperoni different than discussing the button class UI button. Number five. Multitasking is not easy. This is one I'm going to have to practice. Trying to talk and code at the same time is a nightmare. However, multitasking makes for a better presentation and makes pulling off describe as you do much easier. I found that if I tried to code and read a script at the same time, I'd lose my place in the code or in the script. There's a lot of strategies to get over this. I think one I'll use is not script the code writing, only the explanation parts. This minimizes the problem and only requires me to remember what to say when I am doing. Number six, keep things in motion. I already mentioned that people get bored in 5 minutes. Actually, it's more like 15 seconds when working visually. Make motion, but make meaningful motion that moves the point forward. Confetti on a PowerPoint slide is just distracting. Transitions between bullet points every 15 seconds or less moves the point forward. Number seven, typing skills. This one killed me. I lost count of the number of times I needed a square bracket and typed a curly one instead, or misspelled something on screen that required me to repeat a whole lesson. My typos are atrocious. There's only one way to get better at this, and that is some typing drills. Number 8, prepare, but don't overprepare. Louis Pasteur once said, "Fortune favors the prepared mind." Actually, he said it in French, but the point is the same in English. Being ready before doing something puts you in a better position than not being ready. The question is, what should you be ready with? Overpreparation is preparing stuff you won't use. It wastes time. Preparation, on the other hand, has the stuff you really will need. To know those needs, make sure communication between parties is as open as possible. In three letters, A-S-K. Don't be afraid to ask stupid questions. Don't be afraid to take a small sample of something and ask others if this is okay. Then you know what to be ready with and what is a waste of time. Number 9, speak clearly. People understand clear enunciation. Particularly on online realms, if you are doing audio or video, speak clearly. While you might do that in a normal conversation, there's something about reading a script or being on camera that makes this 10 times as challenging. Depending on the person, it may be even worse trying to improve without a script. All of which leads to the last point. Number 10. Practice makes perfect. Doesn't matter who you are, this is all learnable stuff. The best learning is learned by doing. One of the things I mentioned several podcasts ago was the idea of the lag phase, that part with little or no growth. While you might have a few fans, you are not yet popular. That has one huge benefit. You can experiment to see what is successful. It also means you can work out the rough edges of your work without much damage. Your current fans already love you. Unless you do something really offensive, they'll stick around. And so, once again, I'm changing this podcast. I will be going back to scripts, but I hope they will be looser and more fun than season one. I'm also going to add a second posting each week, at least experimentally at first, but I hope to make it a habit. I'm going to read the week's MakeAppPie.com post as a podcast. Both are to practice all the skills I'm talking about here. This is an idea only a day old by the time this posts, so the details I'm still working out. I may post episodically 5-minute segments of the post, or I may record the whole thing. This podcast is both a journey and an experiment, one where I can do things I don't do elsewhere. My hope is to provide value to the listener while I'm also practicing some skills to make me a better podcaster and online trainer. In turn, I hope to provide you with even more value as I improve.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.